So take a minute to just feel what it feels like to be sitting in this chair, in this room, and in this moment of time. So literally feel your body, the weight of your body in the chair. Is your body suggesting that you make any adjustments with your arms, your legs? Use the shape of the chair. Tuck your bottom into the angle of the chair so that it's propped up automatically and the chair does more and more of the work for you. So what we're going to do is go through a checklist of the main kinds of input that your awareness is tuning into, the different senses, the five senses, if you will. The first sense I'd like you to tune into is your sense of hearing. So I'd like you to just listen to all the different sounds that you can hear right now. Don't have to do anything about them. Just allow them to be, allow them to come and go. So you might be able to hear traffic noise outside the building, people talking in the hallway, the heating vent in this room, people moving, and if things get quiet enough, you might even be able to hear the sound of your own breathing. What's most important is for you to simply allow those sounds to come and go. Just this once, you don't have to try and change anything. And while you're doing this, naturally thoughts will come and go. You let them do that. Just refocus for the moment on the sounds. Okay. Now we're going to literally change the channel from the audio channel to the video, to the visual channel. What do you see right now? Obviously, if your eyes are open, you see the people in the room, the lights, the shadows, the usual things. But even if your eyes are closed, there's a lot that you can see. And what I'm referring to are those shimmering light patterns. Every time your eyes move or shift, like an internal kaleidoscope, and they can be very absorbing. It's very easy to get fascinated by them. Maybe you're one of those kids who used to play around, you know, if you press against your eyeball, you see vivid lights, and you can get so caught up in it that you don't even hear people calling for you or notice what else is going on in the room. Because the mind is like that. It gets absorbed in one thing at a time. And this is your opportunity to decide what you want to get absorbed in. And of course those lights occur against the background. There's a dark sort of velvety background that extends in all directions. Not just in front of you, but to the sides, above and below, even behind you. And that is a field of awareness that's as vast as the sky. All your sensations and thoughts come and go in that field of awareness. So that's the visual channel. We're going to switch the remote to the tactile, the touch channel now. I want you to be aware of all the sensations that your skin is receiving. You can start by your face and your hands, just detecting the feel of the air in this room. It's a very, very subtle sensation. And it's actually easier to sense if you sit back and receive it, rather than going out there and trying hard to find it. So just sit back and receive the sensation of cool, almost but not quite a breeze. Hands in your face. And then there's the rest of your skin too. So you can feel how your shirt, your blouse is resting against your shoulders and your chest and your back. You kind of trace out your contours, pant legs, all the way down to your feet where the shoes and socks are. And just notice how you've traced out the outer boundary of your body. And that's within that boundary is where you live. So I want you to come inside your body now and feel the internal sensations by tuning into the sense of heaviness or weight, wherever you notice it in your body. Particularly your arms and your hands. If you're holding onto a pen or anything, you might want to put that aside, just so your fingers can totally relax by letting gravity, the gentle tug of gravity, soften. So pick one side, pick one arm, one hand. Really tune in from your waist, from your wrist down to your fingers, individually, one by one. Let each finger, each knuckle kind of melt, just soften. Might be a warm feeling for you, tingling. Go to the next finger. The next finger, it's almost like the tension can drain out of your fingers. And then when you finish all the fingers on that hand, just kind of step back in your awareness and notice the difference between this hand and the other one. Notice the ways in which it's shifted and become more comfortable just by paying attention in this kind and caring manner. And then go over to the other side, do the same thing for the other hand, finger by finger by finger. You're sitting and watching, giving permission to those parts of your body to relax. And every time your mind comes up with something that seems to be more important to pay attention to, you can just notice it. Just let it be a thought that comes and goes. And say, yes, there's another thought, and now back to the process. So another place that you can feel a sense of weight or heaviness is your body sitting in the chair, your sit bones, letting your back rest against the back of the chair. And then your legs and your feet. Feel the weight of your feet on the floor. And then do the same thing with your feet that we just did with your hands. Pick one and see if you can go in there, literally. Travel with your awareness to each individual toe. And let them soften and relax, the arch of the foot, the ankle, the heel, same way. Just let the tension drain out the bottom of your foot just like it's a liquid. And then same thing on the other side, the other foot. Just giving permission to let go. Good, good. And then there's one more area that we tend to carry that sense of weight and heaviness, and that's in the shoulders. So bring your attention up to your shoulders and make this movement now. Lift your shoulders up, shrug your shoulders up towards your ears about an inch or so, and just hold it for a second until it begins to get uncomfortable. Tune into the feelings, take a deep breath. And when you exhale, just let go. Just let the shoulders relax as you exhale and release all that muscle tension. And there are some other directions that the shoulder can move. So pull your shoulders back. Feel how it opens up the front part of your chest. Take a deep breath in. Hold it for a second, and then just exhale and relax. And then move your shoulders forward and feel how it opens up the space in the back between your shoulder blades. It's an awkward position. Study the awkwardness. Breathe into the awkwardness. Hold it. Hold it. Release. And then the last direction is downward. You can actually push down on your shoulders. Feel how it pulls, trap muscles, stretching, stretching, deep breath into it. And then as you exhale, just let the shoulders float. And notice now what's happening in that area. There's more space in your upper chest. So when you breathe in, there's literally more room for the air to fill. And tune into that breathing now. Tune in by simply watching your body breathe. Because obviously your body knows how to breathe. So trust the wisdom of your body to know when to breathe, how slowly to breathe, how deeply to breathe. And your job is simply to monitor, just to keep track. So you might want to notice the air moving in and out through your nostrils, feeling it, really studying it. Have you ever noticed that the temperature of the air is different breathing in compared to breathing out? Or that the flow might be greater in one side than the other? Or the sound, that there's actually a sound that the air makes. When you breathe in, it sounds like the syllable so. And when you breathe out, it sounds like the syllable hum. So what I'd like you to do for the next few minutes is pick some aspect of the breath, tune into it and monitor it. It could be silently saying those sounds to yourself or just feeling it. And your mission is going to be, every time you get distracted, which will happen, it's part of the process, just notice that your mind has drifted away and patiently refocus on the breath. Again, again, and again. Doesn't matter how many times it happens. Just nice, easy, and effortless following the rhythm of your breathing. So for the next few minutes, that's all you need to do. Sitting back and watching the easy, effortless rhythm of the breath. Feel the urge to sigh or to yawn, just let that happen too as part of the natural release process. Out of all the sensations that are coming and going in your awareness, you're choosing, you're electing to bring your focus back to the easy rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. So when you're breathing in, know that you are breathing in. And when you are breathing out, simply know that you are breathing out. And now widen your focus a little bit. Let the breathing continue. But feel, for example, how your lungs expand and massage your internal organs. How your heart beats and helps to circulate this feeling of relaxation and comfort to all your muscles, your bones, throughout your nervous system. Imagine that this sense of calm is circulating all the way out to your skin and even to the space beyond it. What would it be like if the space around you carried the same feeling of peacefulness that you're connected with on the inside as well? What would it be like if you could carry this feeling with you wherever you went, whatever you were doing, simply by reconnecting with your breath? Because your breath and this peace of mind is always already there. So when you're ready, when your inner mind knows how to maintain this connection, gradually begin to shift your focus from the inside to the outside again. If you want to stretch your arms or take a deep breath, rub your face, just do the thing that you normally do when you make this kind of shift. And when your eyes are open, there's nothing that you need to do right now. There's nothing that you need to say right now, nothing that you need to think right now. You can just be here.